Evening, everybody, or morning, depending, of course, when and where you're hearing this. But we find ourselves in the Millennium Forum in the city of Derry, Londonderry, Stoke City, otherwise known as the Maiden City. There's lots of names for this city. Keeps everybody happy. And we're singing tonight at our final concert of our 6 mini concert tour of Ireland in Christmas 2015. And we've had a wonderful concert in the Waterfront Hall in Belfast last night, the 20th. And we had a great yoo-hoo and welcome for the Ards Cultus, who played and danced and, very, very beautifully. And with great rhythm, it must be said, much to the delight of the audience. Quite a foil to our music, which is, I suppose, nice indeed. You can get a kind of a variety of stuff. And they very nicely integrated their usual traditional pieces with two little pieces, two carols that are well known. So that introduced both their sets. But the Irish dancers were excellent. And Martin was as pleased as punch because they all come from, or the bulk of them come from, Newton Ards, his hometown. So he was as proud as punch. We can't talk to him all day. So lovely, almost full house in the Waterfront Hall in Belfast, which on the doorstep of Christmas is no mean feat when you consider there's so many concerts going on at this time of year for Christmas and have a Christmas theme. Ours, of course, was a Christmas concert. So it was great to see so many there of our loyal fans and people who had flown in from Chicago, from Virginia, from Cologne, from England, naming Oxford, Ely and London in particular, at the Netherlands. And I think that's, we covered a fair swathe of Europe and a representation from North America. So I don't know who's going to turn up tonight. Santa could maybe come tonight. I'm not sure. And we're sitting in the theatre and we're using a part of the Aladdin set for the theatre. So something, so a genie might pop out of a lamp. You just would never know.
A wee genie.
Here's David to add a few wee words.
Hi everybody. Eugene has given you a very comprehensive rundown on all the kind of the highlights of the last couple of days. So it was great to be back in Belfast in the Waterfront Hall. It's such a marvellous venue. We really love singing there. And of course, it's our own homegrown audience, our parishioners and family and friends and people from the wider city area. So it was lovely, and they gave us a very, very warm response. We really enjoyed ourselves last night. And today, as Eugene has said, we've travelled up to Derry. It's about an hour and a half drive, 2 hours. And another lovely, lovely venue. And we always love when we come to Derry, not least because it's Eugene and Martin's hometown. And they get a great turnout. You know, the family well established here in the city over the years, and they're very well known, and their fans are very loyal. So we have a good crowd coming tonight to hear us. This is our last concert, and I think we've all enjoyed our concerts. And although I have to say, with so many things going on in the parishes and kind of work ongoing in the parishes, it'll be good to finish tonight now and allow us to concentrate on all that needs to be done. I know that I have a penitential service coming up in St. Michael the Archangel's, and the priests from the neighbouring parishes all coming in to give a bit of a hand. And we had our own carol service in the parish on Thursday evening last week, which was a lovely, lovely occasion. So, yes, Christmas is coming. We have our vigil masses to look forward to and Christmas Day masses. And after that, I'm heading down to Dublin, and I'm going to be celebrating Christmas with my sister and her family, who live just north of Dublin. So I must say I'm looking forward to that very much. So it's been a busy, busy month, but a very enjoyable one. And of course, we're looking forward to all sorts of exciting things in the new year, not least the recording of a new album, which we're absolutely thrilled and delighted about. So we'll have to wait and see how all that turns out. So it's been a great year. I'd just like to take this chance to say an enormous thank you from myself and from Martin and Eugene for all your interest, your support, your encouragement over the past year. And we look forward to you continuing our journey with us in 2016. So I'm going to pass you over to Martin, and he'll say a few words to you as well. So just hold the line.
Don't go away, Martin.
Well, all I can say is a very happy Christmas. Keep us in the prayers. As David mentioned, thank you very much for all the encouragement. We're trying to get all put in place before the big celebrations of Christmas and the beginning of the Christmas season. Lovely to be in our hometown tonight, a city that's very dear to our hearts, and hopefully we'll lift people's hearts in the process and through the gift of music. So all the best for Christmas and a happy new year. Bye.